Chapter 11, Moses. You will remember that we told you about Joseph, and how his father Jacob and his brethren came down to live with him in Egypt. Now after a time, Jacob died, and then Joseph died also. So you see that although men may be blessed of God and made useful while they live, the time comes when they must die. We too must die, both young and old, and we should always remember that and try to pray and to be made ready to die. Well, the Pharaoh who cared for Jacob and Joseph also died, and there was a new king of Egypt who did not know Joseph and his brethren. This new Pharaoh saw the children of Jacob, or Israel, as you remember he was called, growing up to be a strong people. And he hated them and made them work very hard in making bricks. Also he said that all the little sons that were born of the children of Israel should be cast into the river. What a cruel thing to do! But you will see that God took notice of it, and punished him later by destroying all the firstborn sons of Egypt. Now there was one mother and father of the children of Israel who had a little son born to them, and they made a cradle for him which would float on the water. This little boat they placed on the edge of the river among the reeds which grew there to hide the child from Pharaoh. Poor little babe, to be put out on the river instead of being at home in the fond arms of his mother. But you must not think they left him alone there. His little sister sat by the riverside and watched over him to see that no harm came. Then one day the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash in the river, and she saw the little cradle and sent her maids to fetch it and to see what it could be. So they opened it, and when they looked inside, the little babe cried and wept. This touched the heart of Pharaoh's daughter, and she made up her mind to take the child and care for it. Then his sister, who was watching, came and asked the princess if she could fetch a maid to nurse the child. So the little girl ran and fetched her mother to be the nurse. How wonderfully God took care of the child and gave him back to his mother. After a time she brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, who took him to be her son and called his name Moses, which means that he was taken out of the water. So Moses grew up in Pharaoh's house, and was taught in all the things which the Egyptians learned in those days. But Moses was given faith, which made him want to be with the Lord's people instead of enjoying the pleasures of Egypt. He wished he could save the children of Israel from their hard taskmasters, and one day he slew an Egyptian who was beating one of the Israelites. But this was not God's way of delivering his people. Moses was too hasty, and Pharaoh heard what he had done, which made him run away to save his life. He came into a strange land called Midian, and there he lived for 40 years. After that time, God came to him one day in a bush, which seemed to be on fire, but was not burned. There God talked with Moses and told him to go to deliver his people out of the hand of Pharaoh. So Moses came to Pharaoh, and Aaron his brother went with him to help him to speak to the great king of Egypt. They asked Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go out of Egypt, so that they might worship the true God. But Pharaoh would not let them go, and because of this, God sent 10 great plagues on the Egyptians. The last one was the worst, because it brought death into every house in Egypt. The eldest son of each family died in the same night. What a dreadful night that must have been to Egypt! But nothing less would make Pharaoh let the people go. But it was different with the children of Israel. Their sons were spared from death, because each family had been told to kill a lamb for the sacrifice and to sprinkle the blood on the doorposts of their houses. God said that when he saw the blood, he would pass over that house, and the angel of death should not enter it. So the lamb which they killed was called the Passover lamb, and it is meant to show us that those who believe in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, and have his precious blood sprinkled on them by faith, will be saved from the wrath to come. So Israel was let go, and Moses led them out towards the promised land of Canaan. But what difficulties they found! First, there was the Red Sea. But God divided the sea and made a way for them to cross on dry land. The Egyptians followed them, but God caused the waters to return and drown them all. Then the children of Israel sang praises to God for delivering them from their enemies. Moses was then given the law of 10 commandments and was told many other things which they were to do in the worship of God. He also had to lead them in the wilderness for 40 years before they came to Canaan. Then Moses died, and was not allowed to take them into that land. The law was given by Moses to show us how we have sinned by breaking it, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, who is able to save all them that come unto God by him. Now we must not take up any more space, but give you the texts. You can read of the early life of Moses in Exodus chapters 2 and 3. The 10 plagues will be found in chapters 7 to 10 of Exodus, and the last great plague in chapter 12, verse 29. The crossing of the Red Sea and their journeys are in Exodus chapters 14 to 19, and the 10 commandments in chapter 20. Numbers chapters 11 and 20 tell us more about their journeys. Now see if you can find the chapter in the Acts, which gives the life of Moses, and then find the verses in the 11th chapter of the Hebrews, which tell us more about him.